Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd. I thought it was actually Wednesday when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know why, right?
Every single day has felt a little off this week.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's short. It's been, well, the week's only been 2 days.
Yeah. Well, not even technically. Today is the second day.
Right. But, with the kind of sleep we've been getting, we're not very coherent.
Well, the thing is, I'm getting sleep.
Yeah. But maybe it's not good sleep, you know?
Oh.
I mean, if you couldn't get up or... Well, you said you got up early and then went back
5:45.
Wow.
Because my phone went off. And I usually sleep when my phone goes off. Like, I sleep through it. But I don't know if it's because I was on the verge of, like, waking up anyway.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, I'm up. And then at, like, 7:15, I was like, nope, going back to bed.
Yeah. Were they calling you from back east or something?
Yeah.
Forgot how early it
is. Yeah. Right? I'm like, it's 5 o'clock, people.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Thank you so much.
What could be so urgent that you can't wait a couple
My
hours?
My mom forgets sometimes. Gabby forgets sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I'm like, hello, guys.
Yeah.
I'm still asleep.
I hear it's very cold up there these days. Mm-hmm. Did they tell you?
Yeah. Gabby has been stuck in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, they can't fly into...
No, wow. They were supposed to fly back Sunday. Then what? They rebooked their flight for Tuesday. Yes, today got canceled as well.
Wow.
So they're finally flying back tomorrow morning at like 5 a.m.
Well, hopefully.
I know.
Right?
I guess the thing is too icy for planes to land.
Yeah, the St. Boston only reached a high of 10 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I just looked and Chicago is going to be 8 degrees when I'm there.
Really? Fuck.
And I was like, wow.
How are you going to handle that?
I don't know.
You better be in a very warm place.
I don't know.
Fuck, man.
I haven't been in the cold in over a year.
Yeah.
Besides like what I think is cold here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like today is cold to me.
Yeah, I mean, we get 55 degrees. We're freezing.
Yeah, like I don't know how I'm going to handle it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. Take some warm clothes. Do you have any?
Well, I just like wrote a bunch of brands that I'm working with. And okay. I was like, hey, I'm going on a trip. Can you overnight me some shit?
Right.
So I've got like one jacket, but it's a type of jacket that could only go for a specific outfit they sent. So I can't wear that the entire time I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just got to figure it out.
You need something very, very warm and thick and
right.
several layers.
Right.
Yeah, don't underestimate that cold. You're going to fucking die.
I know. I know. My roommate just got back last night and he was like, it was brutal.
Yeah,
he's like, it's unbelievably bad.
It's a shitty time to go. Well, then you're not going sightseeing anyway, though, right?
No, but I do want to see the bean.
What's the bean?
That bean that's like in the middle of town that everyone takes pictures with outside.
Really? I've never seen that.
What?
Really?
It's like what Chicago's known for.
Really? The bean?
Google it.
I will.
Do Chicago bean.
Okay.
I've never
heard of it in my life. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's what, like the number one tourist picture spot.
Really?
Yeah. And I want a picture in front of it.
It's called Cloud Gate.
I know there's...
Or is it in Cloud Gate?
No, there's two different tourist spots. There's one where you can go on like the sky deck, which is all the way at the top of like a building. And you can like stand on like glass.
Right.
Which I'm not doing because I'd freak out.
Yeah.
But then there's a thing in the middle of town outside.
Okay, here it is. Okay, I got the pictures now. Wow, it's all chrome and shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. I want a picture in front of it.
I love chrome. I love reflections and shit. Wow, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Chicago Bean.
Yeah, now I know. The bean is hollow and there's a workspace inside.
Yeah, I don't think anybody actually works in it.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone always takes a picture in front of it.
Wow.
So depending on the weather, I want a picture
in
front of that. But it's supposed to snow one day that I'm there.
Oh, well, it probably will snow every day.
No, let's speak some positivity into existence. It's going to be sunny.
Okay.
Even if it's sunny, it's still going to be cold as shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know what's cool about this bean is that it's probably the largest structure I ever saw made of chrome that has that kind of big reflection.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mirror.
Yeah.
It's like a giant mirror.
I love that.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, so take pictures there.
What part of Chicago is that in? Does it say?
Millennium Park, Cloud Gate. I don't know what the fuck. It keeps saying like different. Cloud Gate sculpture. That's what it is.
Is it downtown?
I don't know. It looks like downtown. There's buildings around.
Yeah,
it
I would stuff. Assume. Because yeah. That's where I'm staying. I'm staying downtown.
Yeah.
So.
Cloud Gate, Chicago's iconic bean. Okay, so that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The gate to the clouds.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, enjoy yourself with the weather. What can I say?
I know.
I mean, wow.
I can't.
I can't imagine living in that cold, you know?
Well, I mean, I lived it for most of my life because Boston gets just as bad as Chicago, I imagine. Yeah. But I heard Chicago is worse than Boston. So, and I could barely handle.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do adapt.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you hate it. Like yeah. You hate every second of it. Like when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm not doing anything today because I don't want to bear the cold.
Right.
It's just kind of a waste of life.
Yeah.
Some people love it, though. Some people love being cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I enjoy being cold, but not that cold. Come on.
Yeah, like let's be serious.
Your bones.
Right. And you can't bend your fingers because they're like frozen in the position that they're in. You got to wait 45 minutes for your car to heat up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But I it's funny because I rediscovered the hoodie, you know, and now I have I bought a thick coat with a hoodie on it because I was going to be in Oregon.
Yeah.
But now it comes in very handy because it's getting cold here.
Yeah.
And I realize you put the hoodie on, you're not cold anymore.
No.
It's in your head and in your ears. That's where the cold comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, literally. You know? It hits your face.
Right.
That's it. But then you can put the hoodie up.
Yeah.
And then
you
it's
don't
just
feel
a funnier
it.
Face. That's cold. Your lips and your nose. I love hoodies.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it, but it feels good.
Yeah, it feels good.
It keeps the cold away. So
I definitely don't have any jackets that have a hoodie.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. We'll get earmuffs at least or something.
I don't know what to do. Do I get gloves?
You'll have to.
I don't want gloves. Like, what the fuck? I think gloves are so ugly.
Well, it all depends on how much you're going to be outside.
I don't really imagine that we'll be outside that much. Like, probably to get into the car, to get out of the car, to get
right.
back into the car.
Because in that cold, nobody goes out.
No, it's not like we're going to be walking around the city.
Exactly. Where the fuck are you going to go?
I imagine just, like, restaurants, maybe, like, a bar or two.
Yeah.
He told me he'd take me to a hockey game if the hockey team was playing out there. But I imagine that's gonna be cold too.
Yeah.
I've never been to a hockey game.
Do you still talk to him? Like
Yeah. texted me. He's actually the person that texted me at 5 o'clock this morning.
Now do you guys talk on the phone too or just text?
No.
I can't believe it. You don't even know what he sounds like?
Well, I mean I've seen his movies and stuff, so I know
yeah,
his voice.
But he doesn't know what you sound like.
No, I've sent him videos.
Oh you have?
Anytime I respond to his text, I respond with the video usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first video I ever sent him, I'm like, hey, this is kind of weird, but this is what my voice sounds like.
Why can't you guys fucking do like FaceTime?
He doesn't, I don't think he trusts me yet.
Oh.
If I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's very like, yeah. I don't know you yet.
Yeah, but FaceTime? I mean,
well, he's going to have to FaceTime me before I get on the plane.
Yeah.
Because like, what if I'm not even talking to you?
Right.
If I'm talking to like some serial killer.
So you're going to wait till the plane? Oh wow. No, you gotta get a commitment now.
Honestly, I'm going in this like completely blindfolded. Like I have
you
no
are.
Fucking clue.
You are.
Like not a
you
single
could be
clue.
Walking into a fucking trap for all you know.
Not a single clue.
What the fuck kind of thing is that? I would never have done it, man. I would at least have to talk to the chick, you know.
Yeah, I'm.
But you have a round trip ticket, right?
Yes,
that's the important
yes.
thing.
Yes,
so you're getting back. At least that's the plan.
I know, and I have a hotel. So if shit goes sideways, at least I have somewhere to sleep.
Right.
You know.
Unless he checks you out.
No. I got the hotel for free.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just have to promote them when I get there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, you know.
So it's not something he got.
No, there. No.
Good.
I just got to post in their lobby, like pictures in their lobby. And yeah. tag them. Which is kind of scary because like anyone that lives in Chicago that follows me will know exactly where I'm staying.
Right. So why don't you wait till after you leave?
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are fucking crazy for checking into places, you know?
Right.
It's like, hey, I know you're not home right now. I can go and break into your fucking house.
Yeah.
You know, going on vacation or something.
Mm-hmm.
People are fucking crazy, man. And yeah, plus people could track you down. Just come down there right away.
Exactly.
So, yeah, many women have wisened up to that and don't post it until after they were there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy, man. People checking into shit. Why? Who cares?
Right. I'm only doing it because, like, they're hooking me up.
Yeah.
I would never just do it. I would never post where I was staying unless I had to.
Right. Right.
But they're like, yo, we want some Instagram stories of you in the hotel. Okay, and, like, cool. You. And
so that's going to happen after.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Don't hunt Danny down in Chicago, folks. He's only going for a couple days.
Well, I'm also going to be with someone who's 6, I think 5'11".
Really?
290 pounds. So please stalk me if you want to. Hopefully.
So you have a personal bodyguard.
Yeah, literally. I'm actually, when I land, I'm going to say, hey, can I share my location with you? Because you're the only person I know in this city.
Right.
And like when he goes to set and stuff and I'm by myself, like I prefer if someone knew where I was at. I mean, I share my location with Gabby, but she's not in the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's interesting to share your location.
Oh, yeah. Gabby's in Atlanta and she's sharing hers with me right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I need to know where you're at. Even though I know you're with your friends, I just prefer to know.
Right.
Because you're not at home.
That's a good thing to have.
It's a very cool feature on the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With kids and stuff.
Yeah. Know? Hell yeah. With kids. And if your cell phone goes lost, you get kidnapped.
Yeah. You know where it is.
Yeah, right? The only thing that sucks is when your phone is off.
Yeah.
There goes your location. They can't tell anymore.
Right. Well, maybe eventually they'll put chips in us.
Right. I think they should.
That's what's going to happen. I know it.
When we were talking about artificial intelligence yesterday, I think it would be cool if like we were half robot.
Well, we probably will be in the future.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. Then we couldn't really die.
They're going to replace body parts and shit. You know, people will live much longer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. It would be cool. But how would we age?
But you know that only the rich people will be able to do that.
I know. You guys.
So that's why it's not cool.
I know.
You know what I'm
saying? Everyone else will be dying off and the rich will be living for like 900 years.
Exactly. The same with colonizing space, you know.
It's only going to be rich people. Right. They'll bring a couple poor people to work.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, essentially that's what's going to happen until it becomes inexpensive, you know. Cheaper enough to do that, but otherwise, yeah, I'm sure we're going to become like half cyborgs, whatever they call them, you know.
I think that'd be so cool.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I told you, too many movies for you.
I know.
You're really like seeing the future from a Hollywood lens, you know?
Like, it would be cool if we didn't really have brains. We just had computers up there.
That would be cool?
I think so.
Why? It would take away our humanity.
Maybe like half brain.
But isn't that what makes us special is the fact that we are who we are, you know?
Yeah, I guess if we're all computers,
yeah.
We'll all talk the same, think the same.
You're not going to have emotions. You're not going to have love, things like that, you know?
I know.
So it's only going to be information and data and knowledge, but who fucking wants that? I'm glad I'm not going to be around when that shit happens.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone on Earth will be around for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, 50 years from now, you never know. You could be alive. You'd see some fucking weird
50,
shit.
I'd be 80. Yeah. I'd be like 80-something.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be weird
shit. I mean, I hope I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'd be happy if you're I made likely. It to like 90.
So you're likely to be alive 50 years from now.
Yeah.
That's going to be 2070. Okay?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Right? So you're going to be in 2070. Don't you think the world's going to be different?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. My parents, and even when I was a kid, like my... Back in the day, my parents used to have that old school computer that was just like, it looked like a, I don't even know how to explain what it looked like, but it was a black screen with green handwriting and had the lines.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a typewriter.
Right,
you put individual letters on the lines. Like
right.
That's when I was a kid.
Right.
Then all of a sudden it updated and we had like AOL and it had the dial up when it called.
Right.
Even that doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
Now you just put on your computer and you're already connected to the internet.
Right. But what I'm saying is that's only 25 years ago. If you think 50 years ago.
I know.
Think how much progress we've made in those 50 years.
Yeah.
So imagine how much faster it's going to be the next 50 years. Because we already got the technology to create the new technology. You know? I mean, fuck, man. It's so hard to predict. And I read a lot of books about people that... you know, scientists, whatever, social scientists that sort of like think what's going to happen.
Right.
Where we're likely to go, you know, looking at trends and shit. And it always ends up there, you
right.
know, with the machines and, mm-hmm. and that shit. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, at least people will be able to live longer. I hope they can be healthy when they're living longer.
I mean, know.
Otherwise, who the fuck wants to live longer when you're sick and old and shit, you know?
Right. Well, if they become half robots, I don't really imagine anyone getting old.
Well,
how do you age?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, you do age because you have organic tissue. You're still, you know, an organic species. Whatever.
I wonder how that works. They're probably already testing on people too, like in some crazy basement somewhere
probably,
in the world.
Probably.
Like people that are like, fuck it, I'm doing nothing else with my life. Go for it.
Right.
But that's how shit gets done.
Right. But you know what? No, I was reading. It's funny because I'm reading a novel about terrorists taking over like the machines and all that in cyberspace. And then I read a nonfiction book
right.
talking about what could happen if terrorists like hack our self-driving cars. You know, because eventually all our
right.
cars are going to be self-driving.
Yeah, that's never I'll never drive a self-driving car,
well,
by the way.
Well, you may not have a choice because eventually they won't have like regular cars. It just depends.
I don't think that's going to happen when we're alive, though.
When. Okay, but let's say within 10 years, you're going to have a lot of self-driving cars.
A lot, but not all
already
not
we have
all
the
them.
Teslas. No, but you don't need a lot.
But Teslas you can drive yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
But they can also drive, they're also self-driving. Did you know that?
No, I actually took an Uber last night. It was the first Tesla that I got into.
And the Tesla is doing Uber?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And you
know
he how had expensive this that car is?
Screen this big in the front.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
never seen anything like it. I was like,
I
is
know,
that
it's like
what
a laptop,
is it?
Laptop, right?
But it's like long.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what is that? I've never seen
computer.
Anything like it.
I know, and it's really roomy inside too, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was very comfortable. I took a little nap in
and
the back
it's
seat.
So fucking fast. It's the fastest car.
Well, he was going the speed limit.
That
so.
Goes. No, I mean like from 0 to 60, does it like in 2.5 seconds?
Oh, really?
Imagine? You know how fast that is?
Yeah, that's really fast.
I mean, I sat in it, and the guy just stepped on it, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
There was like a few accidents like a couple months ago or something on the news that
right.
about self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Uber have one?
No, they're working on it.
Yeah, and then somebody was in it, though, and they died.
Oh, could be. Possible.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I heard yeah. of a couple of accidents with it.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm good. I am good.
Yeah,
I'd drive myself.
But what I started saying is if terrorists take over that grid, that infrastructure, fuck, they're going to turn the cars against us. I mean, cars can be like weapons.
Yeah. Yep.
Imagine that.
Yeah. If they could hack any type of computer, if they could hack like any type of like device, we'd all be fucked.
Yeah. You know, like the power grid shit, man. If they take over our power,
mm-hmm.
you know. So these are the scary things that we have to worry about today.
I'm actually not worried about it, though.
No?
Like, I don't really, like, wake up and, like, worry about that type of stuff.
I know.
But then it happens, and I'm like, oh, man, should have probably thought about that more.
I know. And then when you read about it, you go, what the fuck? You
yeah.
Wow. So a lot of shit in the news today. Cardi B, did you hear her Trump rant?
Yeah, she's been going on for a couple of days, actually.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's funny because the Democrats are debating whether to retweet it or not, but since it's all explicit and shit,
they can't.
They don't necessarily want to. Here, if you guys haven't heard of this, here's a little bit of it.
This is crazy, and I really feel bad for these people that got to go to work to not get mother paid.
Mm-hmm. Her rant, laced with all those swear words, went viral.
This is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for wall.
It left Democrats in a dilemma. They like her message. They really like that she has almost 40 million followers.
Wow.
All those curse words.
I'm scared.
So were senators trying to.
Yeah, she swears a lot, so.
Yeah. That's okay, but if you try to get a serious message across.
I swear a lot when I'm serious, too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I think it's just like part of my vocab now.
Yeah.
It's just like embedded in me.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing I can do about it.
Mm. Me too. I just try to censor myself a little bit when I'm with people, but sometimes I realize even to people I shouldn't really say fucking, I do. Say it,
yeah. It's like impossible. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, sorry.
It helps.
Please forgive me.
It helps expression, right?
I used to swear in front of my grandmother and she'd be like, Dan, yell. I'm like, sorry, Nana.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know, but we have to swear, folks.
Yeah. It's just like,
some people do.
I don't even think fuck is a bad word now. It's just like.
It's not.
It adds character to what you're saying. Like, I really fucking care about this. That's and then you believe them.
It
they
puts
really
emphasis,
do.
Right? Oh, God.
It's true. Yeah. I've had a headache for like 5 days straight. I'm starting to get freaked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take anything?
No, I don't take. I really try to avoid taking anything.
Come on, take some Advil and see how it. For 5 days, you let it go?
Yeah.
No, an Advil will make it go away.
I've been putting ice packs on it.
That's crazy.
Like, I'll lay on the couch and I'll put like an ice pack over my eye sockets and I'll lay there for like till it gets warm.
Listen, you put fucking alcohol in your body. You can put that shit in your body, okay?
Maybe that's why, because I haven't been drinking as much.
Maybe, but I
maybe
can't
it's like
imagine.
Withdrawals.
I can't imagine. I just think that because you haven't taken one the first day, that it continues until you take something.
Like right now, I have one.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to give you, but
and like the lights are bright in here. That's what I'm feeling.
They are?
Like I'm almost like this.
Oh, okay. Put your sunglasses on, but no, it's
yeah,
not
that's
bright
better.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I have a. Maybe this is my first migraine.
No, a migraine, you'd know.
Yeah, my mom used to get that.
It makes you throw up and shit, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't you have to, like, sit in, like, an empty, black, dark room?
I don't know.
My mom used to do that. I'm like, are you okay in there, Mom?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. You good?
Wow. I don't know. So, you know, you're talking about planes.
Nope.
Well,
don't eat. Nope. Don't okay. even. Nope.
All right.
Don't you dare. Don't even mention the word plane.
I'll tell
at
you
all.
About that when you come back.
No, nope, but don't want to know. I never want to know. Don't even mention the word plane and don't even mention it. I'm not traveling this week. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it. I've actually had severe anxiety every night. Like in the middle of the night, I'll wake up with anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? You're not going to be here Thursday, right?
No.
And I scheduled the fucking guest.
I told you.
Okay, well, that's okay. I'll
tell him to come tomorrow.
Because there are two people, so we can make a show work.
Oh, yeah, that's Bridgetta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
And her friend.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're good.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot.
Yeah. Okay. Tell him to come tomorrow.
I don't know why they... I'll ask him. Maybe they can.
Yeah.
Maybe the following week. I don't know. Bad boy Chris Brown arrested again.
I know, on rape allegations.
Yeah.
Mm.
Rape and beating too, right?
Yeah, I guess somebody got beat up too.
Yeah, rape. Oh, rape and drug violations in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, you even know, if it's not him,
right?
It's your penthouse and it's your crew. So if somebody's getting raped in your penthouse, like you're
is that
just,
what happened?
Supposedly, that's what happened.
Oh,
so someone in his crew beat and raped the girl, but everyone was in there.
Really?
Yeah. But this,
and they let it happen.
But the story keeps changing. So, like, honestly, it's like guilty until proven innocent or innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. Because as soon as you get hit with those allegations, I feel like you're guilty.
Right.
Like, that
so
stigma
guilty
is.
Until you're proven innocent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And even at that, you still got the stigma.
Yeah.
Like, you were there. It doesn't help that he's had that whole situation with Rihanna.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he beat the shit out of
and
her.
And he's had a lot of problems anyway mm-hmm. with the law, you know?
Exactly.
That was just the most prominent one in 2009 with Rihanna.
Right, yeah.
But this guy's gotten into a lot of problems, right?
Right.
He started at 16, you know,
right.
His music career.
Which is very young. And it's not like he started off slow. It's like he put out one song and was an instant hit.
Yeah.
Like my whole childhood was like listening to Chris Brown.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know, like, all his old school songs when he was a child.
Yeah.
Like, With You. Like, he was so innocent back in the day. Type in Chris Brown With You and just listen to the first verse.
Oh,
he sounds like a... Yeah, like, he just sounds like an innocent little kid.
Really?
Yeah, listen to it. His old school music.
Yeah.
It's like what I, like, dance to at, like, my eighth grade dances.
Yeah.
Because he's older than me. I believe so.
Well, we can figure it out real quick.
Yeah.
He was 16 in 2005.
Okay, yeah. He's younger than me then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now he is 30.
Oh, we're the same age.
Yeah.
I wasn't 16 in 2005.
Well, look, 2005 is 14 years ago.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I was thinking of the year I was born.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, no, 1988. No,
you're almost the same age.
Yeah, so we're the same age.
Right. Okay, so I'll put in Chris Brown.
And then with you.
With you.
And just like hear how innocent he sounds.
Okay.
This is what we grew up on. Like.
I need you, boo. I gotta see you, boo. And the heart's all over the world tonight.
Say yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I need you, boo. Oh, I gotta see you, boo. And the heart's all over the world tonight. Say the heart's all over the
world. Yeah, it's a cool song, man.
Hey, little mama.
Yeah, he's like trying to dance like Michael Jackson.
Oh, he still does. That's what he's known for. He's like a great performer.
Yeah, they said he was built like the new Michael Jackson or something.
Drugs, man.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's a cool song.
Yeah, it's classic. Those really? Are the, yeah, all his old school music is like that. His new music now is still good, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's more adult. It's more like raunchy and like sexual. But like back
so
in the day.
How did he go back?
I think it's probably just the innocent being, I mean, in the industry. Can you imagine being 16 and then having a hit and then blowing up overnight? And then you got all, like, you can't even walk down the street without like crowds of females screaming your name.
Right.
That's a lot for anyone to handle, really.
Yeah. But where did he get all this fucking anger and bullshit?
I don't know.
I mean, he's known as having a temper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, his dad's was never in the picture.
Yeah. That's
so,
probably why.
Yeah. I mean, having no father figure in the picture really does fuck people up.
Right.
They don't want to admit it or acknowledge it, but it really does.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Well, I met him.
My son. Well, he's got a stepfather that he probably looks up to.
Oh, really?
It's pretty fucking sad, huh?
I mean, well, then do something about it.
There's nothing I can do, man. I know they're not interested in hearing from me. I don't know. For throwing him out after he used language with me and called me every name in the book.
No, but just be like, hey, listen, and like, I know some shit went down between us, but like, we need to work it out. You're my son.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking of doing. I would just simply say that. Maybe you don't need to apologize, but say, we need to work this out. Like, right. I'm your father.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, do we stay mad forever or do you want to sit down and talk it out?
Right. Exactly. I think that's as simple and as easy it gets. And then you need to have a sit down with your daughter and be like, listen.
But she never makes herself available. I don't know what.
Okay, but you need to explain to her that she needs to make time. Like, yeah. If I lived in the same city as my dad, I'm seeing him at least once or twice a week. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Not once a year, right?
No. Wow. At least twice a week.
So that's where I stand with my kids.
Like, I lived with my dad until I moved to Cali. I saw that man every single day.
Yeah.
And even now, Gabby sees him 3-4 times a week.
Right.
If that, maybe more.
That's nice, you know? And because you don't let time just pass by without seeing your parents.
And the older you get, not only that, it fuck age. Like anything could happen on a day to day basis.
Exactly.
Like you could literally go to the store and get hit by a car on your way into the supermarket. So it's like you want to hang out and tell people that you love them because it's just like nothing's guaranteed.
Right.
You know.
But you know, this morning it occurred to me. It's as though I'm dead. You know, because they're able to live. They're continuing their lives without me, and it's kind of like shitty.
Yeah, but do something about it. Tell them that. Tell them exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes, you know, being a little sentimental and emotional for people to be like, okay, yeah, I'm fucking up.
They'll never admit that. Well, I don't know. I don't want to bum myself out and everybody else. So
nobody else is getting bummed out.
I don't know, man. It's a shitty way to... you know,
yeah,
to live,
yeah,
and that's probably why I've been feeling down, you know, because even though you try to ignore it, you go, what the fuck, it's my kids, you know,
right.
I really want to be close with them again,
right?
And you know, and you would think, God, you know, I must have been really a terrible person for them to behave like this,
right?
But they don't give a shit,
right?
So, I don't know, I think I was a great dad, always have been. And he claims I don't know how to parent, so whatever, you know. Maybe he can teach
me. Well, your son needs to relax.
He does.
Yeah, ruthless.
Maybe he's okay now because I see him posting pictures with a new girlfriend.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
So he's like, oh, she makes me so happy and shit on Instagram. So I'm thinking.
I can't imagine like meeting someone and dating someone and not telling my dad about it.
Right.
Like I don't even talk to my dad and I FaceTimed him and was like, hey, dad. I'm like about to fly to Chicago. What's your word of advice? Like, I just can't imagine not telling my dad, like, hey, I met someone. I'm super happy. This is what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you're grateful, you know, and you didn't have anybody fucking with your mind as to whose side you're going to be on after the divorce. You know?
Yeah. I mean, our parents never really put us in that situation either. Yeah. Like even now, I mean, sometimes mom will call and like talk shit about dad, which again, we let her know, like, you can vent, but we're not talking shit with you.
Right.
That's still our dad at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But we're older, too, so it's different. Yeah, yeah. If we were, like, 14 when he first cheated, things could have been a lot different.
Yeah.
But we're older now. We've seen it all, like, kind of, like, unfold right before our eyes. So it's not like either one of them can call and we're going to pick a side.
Yeah.
Like, you're both our parents. We love you both.
Right.
Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah. But, you know, when it's one parent taking custody, we had joint custody, but obviously they lived with them, so she, with her, so she's influenced them a lot.
Right.
Know? And so I'm sort of like an outsider at this point.
Right.
But we'll see. You're right. You know, everybody tells me the same thing. Everybody says, you got to keep trying. You got to keep trying.
And yeah. And if it's multiple people saying the same thing, there's probably a reason why we're all saying it.
Right.
Yeah. If it was like just me, then okay. I'd be like, yeah, Danielle.
No, I'd still take heed, you know? It would be interesting. But I have to do it. I'm too proud too.
Yeah.
And they are too.
You see, I used to be proud. I'm a little less proud now. Now that I'm older, I'm like, if I fuck up, I'll be the first to apologize. Right. I'm like, hey, listen, I was a little out of pocket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
Yeah. I probably should just eat shit and shut up and let them vent and fuck it, you know? I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like the longer you wait to try to rectify the situation, the harder it is to rectify.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Like if a year goes by from now and you guys haven't talked or spoken to each other, there's like no, and don't get me wrong, not everyone is blessed enough to have the relationship I do with my parents.
Right.
You know, there's some people that literally will never speak to their mom or dad ever again.
Yeah.
You know, some shit went down and they'll just never talk to them ever again. But we're also talking about extreme, extensive measures. Like if like, for instance, in the Law and Order SVU episode, like her dad's uncle raped her. She never spoke to her dad again. The dad had no clue, still don't talk to each other. It's like extreme measures where they're not talking to their parents again. Yeah. Their parents are abusive or alcoholics or drug addicts. Like, you're none of those things. So it's like, okay, come on. Let's come around. Let's fix this.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Oh, well. Oscar nominations
were announced.
We don't care on this show, folks, because when people celebrate themselves, and especially all these fucking snobbish Hollywood types.
You know, I do like the Oscars, but the thing is, sometimes people are up for Oscars with movies that haven't even hit the theaters yet. So it's like, we can't even like really enjoy that moment with you because none of us have seen the film.
Right, only they got the...
Yeah, it's like, and then they use that to get you to go to the theater. Oscar-nominated movie. Right. Okay, great, it's nominated, but none of us have fucking seen it, so... How can we go see it?
Yeah.
But I don't mind it as long as the host is funny, but the Oscars are pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
I feel like anything that has to do with movies or shows is pretty boring. I really only like the MTV Music Awards and stuff because no one really takes those seriously, so it's not as like boring.
Right. No, I agree with you. I never watch any of these.
Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than when someone's like giving their speech and they play like the violins and stuff in the background.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, give them their moment. So shitty.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just, I don't feel like part of it, part of the celebration.
Right.
Because it's so distant from me, you know?
Right.
I mean, so what the fuck, you know, it doesn't interest me. Sometimes the Grammys are okay with the musicians.
Right.
But even today, I don't know most of the new acts anyway. So
see, at the Grammys, I know everybody. But even at that, it's like I like to watch. See, I like to watch music award shows because of the performances.
Right.
But then it's like all types of music, and I don't like all types of music. So some of the performances, I'm like, ugh. Can we get to somebody I actually know and like?
Yeah. But the nice technology today is that you don't have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, you can fast forward.
Yeah, either that or just record. Watch clips from it later.
Yeah, literally.
Just the stuff you want.
Yep, you can YouTube whatever artist performance you wanted to see and it's there the next day.
Everything is there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. Everything, you know? I mean, all of human knowledge used to be in the Alexandria Library, which was in Egypt, a long time ago, and then it was destroyed. They had like the most information. Now we have everything
on the internet
at your fingertips, and anybody can access it. You know?
The scariest part too.
It's the sum of all human knowledge
on the internet. You know? Yeah, and the scariest part too is if you go to Google and you start typing in a thought that you have, it finishes it for you because so many other people have had that same thought that now it's just like there.
Yeah, it's a search.
I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of searches do
type
you do?
In like? There's been stuff that I've Googled that I thought nobody else would have Googled before. Right. And I'm like, yo.
That's why, you know, I was reading about this, how we tell Google more than we tell everybody.
Yeah, our personal
Google
stuff.
Google will know more than anybody.
But your computer is memorizing you.
Probably.
It freaks me out because sometimes I'll be on my computer and then I'll go on my phone and like there'll be a sponsored ad of what I was just looking at on my computer. I'm like, how do you know that?
Right.
How the fuck do you know that?
Right.
Or I'll be watching a TV show. And on my computer, and an ad for that show will pop up. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
I'm on my computer and my TV. They're two completely different things.
Yeah, but you have maybe a Google account or
no, not on my
okay,
TV.
Okay, but you have an Apple account.
No, not on my TV.
Not on your TV.
No,
what's your
I have
TV?
A regular ass TV. It's
what,
like
cable. Or
yeah,
something?
I have a cable account. Oh, okay. But like, how is like I'll be watching like an HBO series, and then a commercial for the series will be on my Instagram. I'm
so
like,
HBO's
what is happening?
Fucking, yeah. So they're sharing the fucking data. Fuck. I know, that's pretty shitty, man.
It's kind of cool in a way, but it's also kind of like, how do you guys know this?
Yeah,
that's how extreme technology is getting. Like our computers fucking know us.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's kind of cool.
It is in a way. You know, that's the thing is that everything that we make easier for us, we pay with for it with our privacy.
Yeah. Every time. And that's the sad truth. But I'm like a pretty open person and I'm not really like a secretive type of person. So like you can dig into my privacy. I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't really care.
Yeah.
You put everything out there.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you don't really have a family and all this shit.
But even if I did,
your
it's
own
like...
Your family. I mean, you don't expose your current family to the world.
No.
That's what I'm saying, you know? No. So you created a persona. It's not really your life.
Right. Well, I mean, it is, but it's just like a piece of it.
Yeah.
Social media is just social media. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't like if someone had like... They could like just peek into my room and like watch me sleep. That's kind of weird.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of creepy.
So you put your persona up there and a lot of people told you they didn't think you'd be this person in person.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, and then boop, there I am. Right. Same as my internet persona. What you thought?
Wow. So Black Panther and Roma lead the Oscars, the nominations.
What's Roma?
So, okay, Roma is a Netflix film, black and white.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's why we probably never saw it.
Yeah.
Who cares? but so they're saying Black Panther is the first Marvel movie.
So it'd be up for an Oscar?
Right. And,
and
Roma is
it.
The first Netflix movie.
Oh, really?
You know, and that's pretty cool because Netflix you think of more as TV.
Yeah, like TV appointed.
But it's feature films,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's been some great movies on there, but again, they're like TV type of movies.
Right.
Like Kissing Booth, All the Boys I Loved Before. They're never going to be up for an Oscar, but love them.
Yeah.
Seen them like 2 to 3 times already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Great romantic comedies.
Someone told me I should watch The Punisher. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
It's probably, because it's a lot like John Wick.
It's a show.
Right?
It's a show.
I know, but it's based on a comic book.
Yeah, and I'm like waiting
read.
For season 2. I'm like, what's up?
He told me season 2 just came out, like all of them or something, no?
Oh my
all
God, wait, what do you mean?
That's what
I've been waiting.
Told me.
Sam, I'm not even kidding. I binged watched The Punisher in 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, I was like obsessed with it.
Oh, wow.
I thought so it was
funny
so good.
I brought it up. My friend told me, he says it's amazing. You love it. And like I said, I used to read the comic books and shit. So I remember it.
It came out on January 18th, bro.
Cool.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start watching that tonight. I'm not even kidding.
I made your day then.
Yes. It's so good.
Really?
And he's like one of those dudes that's super hot with a beard, and then he shaved it off, and I was like, oh. Who is that? You guys, sometimes with beards, it's like women wearing makeup.
Right.
Yo, you're not the same person.
No, you have to... And you have to trim it and shit, you know?
Yeah. It's like, but
scary. But you look different.
Without makeup.
Right.
110%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, I look different. Yo, my bags are deep. Plus, I'm getting older. And it's like, the more I sleep, I feel like the worse my bags are getting.
Yeah.
But I don't want to
get... Well, I don't know. I can't see it now, but I...
Well, because I have a headache. Sorry.
You got shades on.
Yeah, she walked in and she was like, what the hell? I'm like, I have a headache. Sorry. But yeah, no, the thing is, it's scary for women is if you start dating a dude that has a beard,
right,
and then you fall in love with him, and then all of a sudden it's like he shaves it off one day because he just wants to switch it up, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, you're a different guy.
It's like, no, where's my boyfriend?
That's true, right?
Yeah.
And it's like permanent makeup, yeah. So you're used to them looking that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to be like, hey, I don't want to offend you, but like if we're going to be together, you need to keep that beard.
Yeah. And some people are just, they stay with their beards, dude.
I love
lives,
beards.
You know? Do you?
I'm obsessed with beards.
Wow.
Please have a big ass beard.
But you
beard.
Don't like hair, you said, right? Like, or is it
I don't
just
like
on
hair on his
body?
Balls.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to, like, suck some dude's wiener and, like, have, like, hair in my mouth. It's
no,
disgusting.
No, but if you didn't have to have the hair in your mouth.
Honestly, I can't even, I haven't hooked up with anyone in so long, I can't even remember.
That he has, like, pubic hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
I, like, can't remember.
So even the guys.
I can't remember a single dude that's had hair down there.
That's unbelievable.
That's got to be a lot to keep up with because guys grow hair like overnight.
Right.
Even girls. Like I'll shave my armpits in the morning and the next morning I need to shave again.
Right.
So it's like I can't imagine for a guy what it's like.
Wow.
You can wax now.
I didn't know that. That shows you how little porn I watch with guys that shave.
I'm not really paying attention in porn.
Yeah.
I can't really remember what any penis looks like in a porn, to be honest, really.
No, but I mean, to me, it would be unusual to see a shaved, totally shaved penis and balls.
I can't remember hair on a dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-mm. At all.
That's very interesting, you know? This generation has moved away from it. I mean, I could understand. When I was a kid, women still had armpit hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did.
You know, I believe you, but I'm saying no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So then that's the first thing that went. But I don't think until the 90s, that women started really all of them shaving.
And then sometimes I'll see girls now that don't shave their armpits. And I'm like, right. Well, I don't know what point you're trying to make.
Yeah, the armpits is definitely not attractive.
The hairs are gross. The legs are gross, too. Like, I haven't shaved my legs since... like a week because I want to shave them right before I go to the airport so they're nice and smooth.
Right.
But like even now I'm like I'm struggling looking at my own hairy ass leg.
But you like beards.
Love them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so sexy.
I've been entertaining growing one, but I have to I would have to trim it, you know. I don't want to let it go too wide.
I love it. Get it wide.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy beard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like not touch it at all.
Don't touch it at all. I mean, like if it gets to a point where it's like looking like pubic hair, then you trim it a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, like the guy that I'm going to see in Chicago when he has a beard.
But mine
holy
would
shit.
Be like pubic hair because it's not curly. You know. I mean, I had a beard for 30 days.
Does every guy have curly pubes?
Mm.
Or do white
probably
people?
No.
I feel like white people have straight pubes. No.
No, I think maybe Asians more
have.
Because I told you, I watch like Japanese stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that. Everybody has pubic hair.
That's so funny.
It is, right?
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I think the last guy I dated, and now that I think about it, I wonder if he got waxed because he didn't even have like stubble.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably. Guys do get waxed. Not every woman would do it.
Yeah.
But some of them do.
Like at European wax centers, I know only certain wax centers will do men. Not right. all of them will do men. Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of people that are like expertise on waxing dicks. So.
Yeah. And assholes.
Yeah. Stuff. Well, God. I think guys sometimes need to wax their buttholes. Like if your curly hair is coming out your cheeks, that's so yeah. nasty.
Well, we get deep in there, aren't we?
Yeah, it's gross. I'm just trying to give you guys advice out there for anyone who's listening.
Okay.
Like if you're laying in bed next to your man, like uh-huh. nothing's cute about curly hair coming out the cracks. I'm sorry. It's just not.
But that's how men are.
It's They're disgusting. Just hairy. It's actually disgusting, actually.
Yeah, but you know, I mean.
But there's some guys that don't have hair on their butts.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for guys that are super hairy.
Yeah.
That, like that's hairy too, backs.
Yeah.
See, hairy shoulders.
I have like kind of, I mean, relatively hairy legs, yeah. but my back has no hair at all.
Mm.
No hair
that's
at
fine.
All. My chest, I have a lot.
Really?
My back has nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
The, as long as you don't have back hair.
Check it out. Like, you know, not even one fucking hair.
No, yeah, no hair. Back. None.
It's weird, but yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah, back hair is nasty. Nasty, okay, people? We don't like it. Then he's like, babe, can I get a back rub? No, you cannot. Can you shave your back now?
Oh, God.
And then maybe I'll think about it.
Wow.
I'm just telling you what the woman wants.
Yeah.
And it's no back hair and no butt hair.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a little bit in your butt, not on your butt, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, outside.
Like, well, outside on the butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, thigh stat, like thigh to butt.
Right.
If you have hair,
right.
no.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't on my ass either. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're
good. Subnormal.
Yeah, you're good. But there's some men that have, like, hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Toes. And it always gets me when they have like the long ass.
Oh, God.
On their like fingers. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You ain't touching
God,
me with
what
those.
Do you do when you have long hair like that?
You shave or you wax.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. As a man?
Yeah.
That would suck. I can't imagine fucking have to shave my fingers and my toes every day.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well. Anyway, we've taken you deeper than anybody else today, folks.
Trying to give the people what they want, you know?
Exactly, you know? Or at least what we want. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line.
Right.
But I just want to tease this story in Kentucky because we're probably going to hear more about it. A Kentucky mom with newborn twins vanishes after video shows her living with two men, leaving a bar with two men.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
they're newborn?
No, the kids weren't with her.
No,
I
no, but
think.
The kids are newborn?
Probably, yeah. Like yeah, newborn twins.
She just got kidnapped.
And I don't know, do you think so?
Yeah, that two men are they holding her in the video?
Well, the thing is this, look, she's white. She seems to be holding the arm of a black guy and then there's another white guy walking with them. Huh. So I don't know where that is.
Well wait, what about the guys?
The guys, the well, one
where
of them,
are they at?
One of them, she's holding his arm, and the other one is like 2 feet ahead of them.
Yeah,
or
but do they know. Say they know who these people are?
Oh, now? I don't know. I don't think so because they didn't really identify them here.
Oh man, know? See, this is the another reason why I have to kind of reevaluate going to bars and stuff by myself because like right. you don't know what someone's putting in your drink, and now there's drugs
right.
where you seem like you're coherent, but you're actually not.
Yeah.
Like there's a new like roofie out where guys can slip it in your drink and you don't know what you're doing, but you're coherent.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, they're like up in their drug game now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm good.
Do anything to fucking take advantage of.
Yeah. Just
woman,
go
man.
To the fucking bar. There'll be somebody there that wants to hook up with you. Why do you need to rape somebody?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a power and control thing.
Yeah.
Because rapists are monsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and this happened almost 3 weeks ago, man.
And she wow. hasn't been found?
No.
Oh.
She's 22.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mother of four.
Mother of four?
Yeah.
So 22? She
had, yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah, she started young.
She did.
Hmm.
I don't know what the hell, man.
Yeah.
People do crazy shit.
Poor kids. And,
but she doesn't look like she's being abducted at all. Seems like she's.
Are there other people missing too?
No.
Oh,
the two guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Or maybe they don't know who they are.
Yeah, because if they're missing too, then some shit went down.
Yeah.
But if they're not missing, they had something to do with it.
Right. Actually, they're saying three men who were seen leaving around the same time were questioned by the police. They were not charged, though. So, yeah, they're still looking for her.
Wow, that's really sad.
I know. Who knows what
we're definitely going to be hearing about this again.
Right. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thank you all for joining us. We got to run. And you feel better about your head. I'm telling you, take some Advil or something. You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll be grateful. It's only a couple of them.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.